Do not be alarmed. This is not a real episode. This is just an update. It's my alarm. Everything I said in here is what I've been thinking. Welcome.
I never take y'all on my run. On my walk. Right now, I'm in a challenge. An August challenge of 20 miles. Which is really nothing compared to the mileage I put in last month. Shout out to Baylor for winning that one. But it's just a lot going on. And I know this season is not starting until September. But I, like many parents who parent, I am overstimulated, honey. I'm eating a banana. I am so overstimulated because it's too much going on. There is news that is news. There is news that is not news. There is news that is AI. There is news that is coming from the source of TikTok, which should not be coming from the source of TikTok. Do your Googles. But at the same time, I know when it comes to certain color skin news, you're not going to see in the news until months later. You know what I'm saying? There's always going to be someone who's willing to say what happened locally and it doesn't make it to your screen or to an article because people just don't care enough, right? My thing is, as a parent, you don't have the room to not care. As a parent, you can't just wake up, get your kids ready. Ready for what? Ready for a school that you don't teach at. You can't wake up and not pay attention to what's going on with other people who might come in contact with your kids. You can't, especially as a brown parent in this world, you cannot just have the freedom of not knowing what are the new laws in place, what are people fighting for to put in law, and go to work and eat and drive around and travel and buy impractical stuff when other things are needed. You do not, as a parent, have the luxury of not having to teach or guide or check. And I say that to say, regardless of the news being real or not, you should always be on your P's and Q's as a parent. You should always be checking, double checking, reviewing, going through account history, doing your searches. Last night I went through Ari's iPad. She's 8. Anya's iPad died. She's had it since she was 4 or 5. And the battery died. But it was very outdated. She does need a new one. But she needs a new laptop more. And so her dad and I are working on that. Sidebar. But last night I went through Ari's iPad that her dad got her years ago, that has multiple cracks in the screen, because as a child, when you get things that are expensive that you did not earn, you don't take care of them, which is why my children did not have cell phones, okay? Because I have always been a child that always took care of her things, had things for years. And if I didn't move so much, I would still have those things. Okay. And this is coming from somebody who has on a necklace at 38 that my mom gifted me at 11. Okay. So I take care of things. But my children are not me. So yes, her iPad has hella cracks in the screen right now with a screen protector. Ma'am, what is going on? And she had pictures of herself in that iPad. Okay, they weren't horrible, but nonetheless inappropriate. And I talked to her about it out loud. So her sister's on the up and up like, girl, I'm not with that. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't make her feel horrible about it because kids are going to do whatever they think they could get away with. But at the same time, I don't want her ever to feel like that's cool. I don't care if you're sending pictures to your friend. Put that finger down. You know what I'm saying? I don't care if you're taking pictures with your cousin. That is a picture you don't take. Okay? Do not do that with your face. Okay? Like, that is a part of parenting. The guidance, right? The random checks. The we're not doing hidden apps. Okay? We're not doing you changing the password and me not knowing the password. We're not doing you have an iPhone or a computer or a phone and I don't have your location at all times. We're not doing that. And so in a world like today that I have to raise kids in, my kids do not have a lot of the freedoms I had. Now, I've talked about this. I did not get a cell phone until I was 16 and I paid for it. I always pay my bill. Unless one of my boyfriends paid my bill. Okay? Never went to my mom for that. I do understand what time frame I live in. And most of the kids at Anya's school has phones. You know, some have smartphones, some have flip phones. Nonetheless, they have phones. But a law just passed where phones are not allowed in schools. So when they're in school, they got to put that phone up. But after school, they can have the phone. And it seems like every week, Anya is bringing up this conversation about a phone, about a phone. Now, I have a second phone. That's a smartphone. It's an Android. And I've been thinking about just getting a SIMS card and putting it in there so she has it for emergencies. But at the same time, I do not want Anya having full access to Wi-Fi or the internet on that phone. So a big part of me wants to get her a flip phone from Amazon with a SIMS card where, yes, you can text and you can make calls and that's about it. There's nothing exciting about that phone, right? Not too much, you know, $30 for the phone. It comes in blue, black, or red. Looks like a Nokia screen. And that's it. You know what I'm saying? It gets you a little call card. Probably like $20, $15 per month. Girl, you call me and you text me. Or you text your uncle or your cousins for emergencies for pickup. That's it, girl. And that's what I would give her if I would give her anything. Because we live in a world where children should not have the access that they currently have. Not because they don't deserve it, but because they don't know what to do with it, right? And I think a lot of what kept me childlike for the longest is the fact that my access was limited. Because I had a kid. My mom had a kid that she cared about, right? And I say that to say, yesterday, I was doing Anya's hair. She took out her braids because it was getting really bushy. Her hair is naturally curly. It's getting really bushy after like a week and a half. She does not take care of her braids a lot when her hair gets braided, by covering it up so it's not so frizzy, which is why I do not like paying people to braid her hair, because she's not going to take care of it. And why would I come out of pocket hundreds of dollars and you're not going to take care of your hair? So it'll last, okay? Sidebar. Lots of sidebars because I have a lot of thoughts. But I was talking to her last night about, you know, why are you rushing me to finish your hair when it's a school night? I just finished working 8 hours and I just finished dinner and I'm about to do your hair. Because I was just going to put it in one and you go to comb it out and I don't want my hair like this. And I want my, first of all, if you cannot do your hair and it look appropriate, stop talking to me. You need me to do your hair because you do not do it. And when you try to do it, you do not do it properly. It doesn't look appropriate. Okay. And if you cared about doing your own hair, the amount of time that you sit on that game, the amount of time that you sit on YouTube, you would be looking up how to twist your own hair. You'll be looking up how to braid your hair. On the weekend, you'll be taking advantage of your time and trying to teach yourself how to do your hair yourself because you don't want your mom in it. The reality is, Anya does not like getting her hair combed. She does not like combing her hair. Anya doesn't care about how she puts on her clothes. Anya does not care about using the mirror that's in her room. Anya does not care about tucking in her shirt. So there's a lot of times where I find myself having to talk to Anya about things I shouldn't have to talk to Anya about, because you're at an age where you should care. And if you want a lot of freedom in this life, you're gonna have to show people that you deserve those freedoms most time. And when it comes to me as a parent, if you want me to back off, you gotta show me you got it, okay? Because I explained to her how I went to school with a lot of kids who parents did not care about them. And I didn't have to meet your parent to know that she didn't care about you or he didn't care about you, to know you've been coming to school for the last 3 weeks. Your hair hasn't been washed, taken out, or combed. You've been coming to school and every time you sit beside me, I can smell you before I see you. You've been coming to school and your ears aren't clean. Okay? You've been coming to school and I've never seen anybody check you out early or you missed school because you had a doctor's appointment. You've been coming to school and your teeth look like they haven't been brushed from yesterday. You've been coming to school, no pencil, no paper, no backpack, but you got on new sneakers. Okay? You've been coming to school, stains on your uniform, you don't have your homework, nobody checked it, it's progress report time, and you've been forging the signature on your progress report because you don't want to give it to your parent, and they ain't gonna ask you about it because they don't care. I went to school with a lot of kids whose parents did not care, and I know what a child looks like when a parent does not care about them. I know what they look like academically, physically, emotionally, psychologically. And no, I am not a therapist, but you only need to see certain types of personalities a few times to be like, yep, that's what that is. Yep, this is what they're dealing with, right? So while I was combing her hair, I'm just like, girl, be happy you got a parent that cares about what you look like. Be happy you have a parent that cares about it being time to take your braids out and wash your hair. and comb it and send you to school on a Wednesday, midweek, hair done, clean, uniforms clean, iron, you have a belt, you have what you need in your backpack, you have all your supplies. Now, what I will say that I have to take care of this week is 2 Chase credit card payments, a Capital One payment, putting gas in the truck, and I gotta pay a $30 insurance fee on her school laptop. That's one thing that I haven't paid this week. But when I tell you, Anya got a mom that be on top of stuff, I be on top of it, okay? And I don't know what got into Anya's daddy, okay, aka her little bro, because I've been calling him that most of her life because that's how he acts, right? But might not be enough, you know what I'm saying? Might not come close to what it is that I do, but I did appreciate him sending me $110 towards her computer 2 weeks ago. I did appreciate him sending me $80 or $60 the other day towards her uniforms that I had to pay $100 for on Saturday. I appreciated that. Is it cutting into what I have to do? No. Did I appreciate it? Yes. But even if it took this man 11 years to see that, oh, I should be helping her with my oldest daughter. I appreciate the fact that he realized that. It's about time, right? And I think...
Halfway point, 1 mile to go. Time, 19 minutes, 46 seconds. Average pace, 19:46 per mile.
The only reason why I'm not running is because I'm talking to y'all. But I think a lot of moms, even though we don't have the co-parents that we wish we had regarding these kids, we have to allow space and grace for a lot of these males to realize what their children need. Okay? Unfortunately, when I created Anya with her daddy, I was not thinking long term, I need you. I was thinking my mom did it by herself majority of my life, so can I. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with me. But what we don't get to choose is the personalities and the needs of our children outside of ourselves, okay? And that's where you cannot be selfish and just make kids with anybody you choose because of who you are only and solely, okay? And that is a lesson in that. I hope whoever needed to hear, hears me, because I am not somebody who escapes accountability for my decisions when it comes to who I am as a mother to my kids. Okay. But whether it's an iPad, a cell phone, self-awareness, self-respect, I'm constantly finding myself teaching and telling and appropriately putting my children in their place as far as what I do and why I do it. Because in Anya's mind, what I do for her is a given. And a lot of times I have to explain to Anya, even if I'm not the richest, even if our house ain't 6 bedrooms, 7 baths, okay? Even if we don't have a butler, girl, what I do for you, most parents don't do. What I do for you solely, most parents won't do. And I do it because I care. I do it because I love you. I do it because I love myself. I do it because I don't just represent me. When I go into spaces, when I show up online, and when I show up in life, okay? And until you are old enough to take care of yourself, feed yourself, clothe yourself, pay your own bills, save your own money, protect your own neck. Okay? Do not be concerned about how, when, and why I do your hair. Just be happy that I do it. Right? Because being old enough is not about age only. Okay? It's about wisdom. It's about awareness. It's about respect. It's about being deserving. It's about empathy. And it's about discernment. And those are a lot of things that you would have to work on. So this attitude that she was giving me last night when I was taking time out of my night to do her hair. Girl, please save that. Okay, I'm going to be done with your hair when I'm done with your hair. Okay, you concerned about the wrong things. Okay. I might be on this run, but my mind is in other places. Okay. It's a lot of stuff going on in the news. On top of all of those things, I'm overstimulated. It's too much information. It's information you gotta decipher through, find sources on, figure out if this is legit, if it's not legit, who made it up, where did it come from, and I don't know. I feel like other parents who care about their kids and who care about their future or who just want peace, y'all gotta be overwhelmed just like me. And sidebar, I apologize if I'm out of breath, but I am wearing a 16-pound vest on this walk and I'm not running, so it's taking me a while. But I do have to get home so I can shower and get ready for work. But I just wanted to check in because I know I'm not the only one morning that thinks like this. I know I'm not the only one who's overstimulated, overwhelmed, wants to put their phone on airplane mode and come back in a month. But I don't have the freedom to not know. I have to make sure I'm doing my best at all times. I have to make sure I'm able. And when I tell you, it's been a lot of prayers out loud over here in my space. I haven't rearranged furniture in a few weeks, but I feel like it's coming because this August has been weird. It's been very rainy, not as hot as July, which is weird because in Georgia, we expect August to be the hottest. So my walks and my runs haven't been as consistent because I do not run in the rain and I do not run when the floor is wet. Okay? I am too old to be falling, injuring myself, and healing when I am the sole income in my household. Can't do it, won't do it. I do not want to do fit checks with y'all with the cast on. I'm just not gonna do it. So I've been trying to work out. Mind you, this is the week of my cycle, so I am not in the mood to be out here. Even though this month is not bad, but I'm trying to trick my mind into understanding that, yeah, Shan, you have the energy to go for a run. You should go for a run. You should go for a walk. Now, last month's energy was a lot of breakup energy, okay? I was channeling a lot of breakup energy. Now, this month, I'm kind of coasting because the goal isn't that high. It's just 20 miles. Most people do 20 miles in 2 hours. I am not in my 20s. Let's be realistic. The reality of why I'm working out like I'm working out is because the way that I like chillin' tea is gonna be on me in Jesus' name. Okay, so I have to be out here moving my body and sweat. The way that I like to have sweets. Oh my God. I really gotta stop eating sugar, y'all. Not because I'm a diabetic, because I'm not. Praise Lord. Not because I'm having health issues, because I'm not. Praise the Lord. But a lot of people of my culture, we wait until something's a problem before we do something about it. This is me being proactive. So that's why I'm out here. I do want to start doing like hills, going up and down the hill. Today is not it because the grass is wet and I'm not going to fall. But soon I'm going to be doing hills along with these miles. But yeah, that's everything that's like been on my mind. It's just like work-wise, I would still love a new job because I am mentally bored. I am irritated. But the reality is, if I leave this job, I'm going to be irritated by trying to decipher people's bullshit in a new workplace. Beg my pardon. Okay. And I'm just like, maybe I just don't have the grace for people anymore. I've been working since I was 16. I am 38. I am tired of people. Like, my ideal job would be doing something that required some level of production and results, turning it in and clocking out. I do not need to talk to people. I don't want to be in your meeting. I just want to do things, mind my business, play my music, eat when I want to eat, and clock out and pay my bills and take care of my kids and podcast and go see my man from time to time. You know what I'm saying? I'll be asking for too much, but this is life. You can't always have what you want. On top of that, I still need new tires on the truck. Oh my God. But anywho, that was my check-in. I can't wait for y'all to hear the new season of Cozy One Podcast. Until then, toodles.
Pausing workout.
Adding to this check-in, because this is another thing that has me cracking up, is women. I'm sorry, this has to be said. We have a set of women in this lifetime right now who are complaining about the husbands they have that they said yes to in marriage, who work enough for them to be able to live off of one income, or him having a job and she does not have to go to a physical place and work. They are complaining on the internet that this might not be the life they wanted, or they don't know how to deal with the fact that this man works and they got to take care of these kids and they got to do house stuff. And I'm just like, here I am, like single, not married, two kids, paying all the bills up in here, making sure the house is clean, the bills are paid, the kids are fed, they do their homework, I work, I have to pay everything, I have to fix shit. And they're complaining about the fact that they got a man that takes care of all of that and all they have to do is house stuff. I wish all I had to do is wake up and just be in this house and things are just able to be done without me doing the labor of it. I don't have that. First of all, let's backtrack. I don't understand why people say yes to marrying people they don't like. I don't understand why people say yes to being in relationships with people they do not like. Nobody is forcing you into these prearranged marriages unless there are people in your life who are. And if that is the case, please ask for help to get out of those marriages. But there are a lot of these marriages that people are choosing to be in who are not happy, who are complaining about the fact that, yes, this person does X, Y, and Z for me and our children, but I'm not happy. You not being happy is a personal problem because that man is doing everything he thought he is supposed to do. And you said yes. Now, if he proposed to you and you said no, we wouldn't even be having this conversation. But I'm not understanding the women that sit upon the internet and complain about the men they said yes to. Make it make sense to me, because it doesn't. Because not for nothing, a lot of women are not built mindfully, emotionally, and physically to do the mental, emotional, and physical labor that comes with being a wife. And I'm going to say this with all due respect. I have never been married. I have never been engaged. But I've seen what wives do. Okay? I've seen my mom as a wife. Okay? It is not fun all the time. It is not glamorous. It is not easy. It is not something you're always going to enjoy. And if you got into a marriage thinking you are always going to enjoy it, joke's on you. Somebody lied to you. Okay? Every relationship in your life is work. The one you have with your supervisor, the one you have with your kids, the one you have with your siblings, the one you have with your aunties, the one you have with your mom, the one you have with your dad, the one you have with your neighbors. It's all work, right? Give and take. Why do y'all feel like y'all are going to find a man who wants to marry y'all one day and then the work stops? Why do y'all feel like that? What is it? Is it the fake reality TV? Is it the celebrities? Because even they too have issues. Why do you think they change their bodies every other year? They're trying to be a new person for a new person. They're trying to be a new person for the person they got because their person keeps going out and getting new people in their relationship. We have to learn to be happy with the decisions we've made. We have to learn to be happy with the decisions we've made with other people. And we can't be the first people on the internet that you talk to about the fact that you are not happy in your life. We cannot be the first go to the internet to talk about the fact that you do not like your husband or you do not like your wife. Because I would love to know that my income is not the only income that's going to help my family survive. I would love to know that my income with another man's income who cares about me, who cares about our children, is going to help us survive. It's going to help us save for our futures. What are y'all complaining about? And if you never liked that man, that's your fault. So many women say yes to men they don't like, and y'all have to stop. Y'all have to stop, because a lot of women feel like you can sit there and say yes to a man you don't like and he's not going to have the assumption that you like him. On what planet? If a man you don't like offers you money and you take it, that's a yes to that man in his mind. If a man offers you gifts and trips and you say yes and you go, that's a yes that you like that man in his mind. If a man takes care of the bills that you have that you complain to him about, and you took the money and you paid those bills, that's a yes for that man to stay in your life and in your face. Why are you surprised that this man is popping up at your house? Why are you surprised that this man won't stop calling you? You can't just use people and think they don't have things that they need people for. Listen, it's a lot going on. I am overwhelmed by the stupidity of a lot of people who think we're supposed to believe one side of the story. If you don't like people, let them know you don't like them. Do not use them. If you did not like that man that you said yes to in marriage, why did you get married? Why did you have kids with that man? If you do not want to be where you are, why are you there? Okay, I think I'm done with my thoughts.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you would like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on your social media, and leave a review and rating. To catch the latest from me, you can check out shambipodden.com or follow me on Instagram and Twitter at shambipodden. Thanks again for listening, and I hope you listen next time. Peace.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.